Cheers as echanishmas tzvi Yaakov ben Elio, David ben Shmuel Shmelka, Aaron ben Moshe Reuven, and Fredel bas Avram Elio HaKohen. Started discussing yesterday the mitzvah of Parsha Zachar, and we cited the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Kuf Pei Tes, as well as the Ramban in his Perush Al Torah in Parshas Kisetze, and in both instances, neither Rambam or Ramban made any mention of the requirement min haTorah to read Parsha Zachar from a Sefer Torah B'tzibur, as we, of course, do. Rather, the Rambam stressed, we're commanded to remember what Amalek did as they tried to do harm to us, to inspire, therefore, ourselves to battle them, to hate them. We saw that the source to indicate that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to read Parsha Zachar, B'tzibur, is the Rosh in Brachos in the seventh parak, where the Rosh refers to reading Parsha Zachar, B'tzibur, as a mitzvah min haTorah to have a minyan for that Kriyas haTorah. And it is on that basis that we look in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tafresh Pehe, Shulchan Aruch says that because there are those that hold that the reading of Parsha Zachar is a chiyuv d'oraisa, for that reason, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'nei ha'yishuvim she'ein lahem minyan tzrichim lava lamakam she'yesh minyan b'shabas esalalu kedei l'shmoa parshas elu she'heim d'oraisa. Because it's a din d'oraisa, according to some opinions, to hear Parsha Zachar from a Kriyas haTorah with a tzibur. Therefore, even those living in small little villages who might not have a minyan have to be sure to come to a place where there's a minyan on Shabbos Zachar to hear the Kriya of Parsha Zachar, min haTorah, b'tzibur. Meaning, Mishnah Berurah explains, you might even have a Sefer Torah at home, and you're willing to take it out and lay it yourself. But the fact that you don't have a minyan, that itself is, according to some opinions, problematic, and therefore you have to dafka go to shul to hear it b'tzibur with a minyan. Now, for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah says also one has to have kavana specifically to be yotze the mitzvah of Zachar min haTorah. The Baal Koreh also has to have in mind to be motzi those listening with the mitzvah of Zachar min haTorah. So we look at the Mishnah Berurah now, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Tav Reish Peh as follows. He says, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, if one has a choice to go to shul to hear either Parsha Zachar with a minyan or to hear Kriyas HaMegillah with a minyan, which would have priority? You would have thought Megillah, Pesum Enisa, but Sibor, that's obviously a minyan requirement, says the Trumas Hadeshen, preferable for this individual who can't go to shul on both occasions to hear Parsha Zachar with a minyan and Megillah. You'll have someone read it, or you'll read it yourself from Megillah on Purim. So writes the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Trumas Hadeshen. So Kriyas Torah for the Parsha. Yes, that's correct. But the question is as follows. Kriyas haTorah on a regular Shabbos morning is obligatory on a tzibur. If I happen to live in a small little village with no minyan, I don't have an obligation to go bedafka to hear Kriyas haTorah. The chiv of Kriyas haTorah on a regular week Shabbos morning is on a tzibur. Parsha Zachar is different than a regular Kriyas haTorah. Parsha Zachar, every individual has a chiv to go and hear Parsha Zachar laned in a tzibur. So for that reason, even those living in small villages with no minyan, they also have a chiv to go to a tzibur to hear Parsha Zachar on Shabbos Zachar.
So I'm saying, you're getting like two and one.
Okay, yes, and a chanami, you get that a benefit, that's true. But the Trumas Hadeshen is saying that it's better to hear Zachar b'tzibur than it is to hear Megillah b'tzibur.
Why about
a okay, of course, you can't have a Mechal Shabbos for it. So you'll stay over for Shabbos, you know, make your arrangements in advance, and a chanami. So the Mishnah Berurah then cites, however, a dissenting opinion. And this is famously the Shita of the Magen Avram. Magen Avraham says, okay, you want to hear Zachar B'tzibur, you want to hear Megillah B'tzibur. I understand. So do both in one fell swoop. Go on Purim to Shul, you'll hear Megillah B'tzibur, and when you hear the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning, which is not Parshas Kiseitze, but it's Parshas B'shalach, the same story, that's your Chiv of Zachar, right then and there. So writes the Magen Avraham. You could be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zachar, by hearing Kriyas HaTorah, not just of Kiseitze on Shabbat Zachar, but also hearing the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning. Now, of course, you'll have to instruct the Baal Koreh, please have in mind to be motzi me in the Chi of Zachar. He's thinking he's just doing a regular Kriyas HaTorah of Purim. He doesn't know that there's a guy there who wants to be yotze in the mitzvah dreis of Zachar. So you'll have to tell the Baal Koreh, please have in mind to be motzi me in Zachar. You'll have to have in mind to be yotze Chi of Zachar. Fine. But assuming you do that, the Magen Avraham holds that therefore preferable to go to Shul Purim morning, you'll get Megillah B'tzibur, you'll be able to say Zachar with the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas B'shalach on Purim morning, and you'll stay home Shabbos Zachar instead. So writes the Magen Avraham, as cited by the Mishnah Brura. Now the Mishnah Brura then asks on the Magen Avraham, how could this be? How could it be that you could be Yotze, the Chiv of Zachar, hearing the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning, which is from Parshas B'shalach? We described before from the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze that the mitzvah of Zachar, recorded the Ramban, the mitzvah of Zachar is remember what Amalek did to us, transmit that story, that memory to our children, to our future generations, to tell them this is what Amalek did, and that's why we have to destroy them. Timcha as Zechar Amalek, that's why you have to destroy them. Is that found in B'shalach? In B'shalach, is there any reference to remember what Amalek did, don't forget it, which means pass it along to the next generation? Is there any reference to Timcha Zechar Amalek, that we remember it because we have therefore a chiv to destroy Amalek? Parshas B'shalach is all about the narrative of what happened, but that whole component of Zachar, of remembering it and passing it on to the next generation by not therefore not forgetting it, and how that is meant to inspire us to battle Amalek, that's absent, says the Mishnah Brura, from the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning. So how could the Magen Avraham say that your Yotze Zachar with the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning? If you look at the Pesukim, yes, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I will destroy Amalek, mitachas hashemayim. Doesn't say Zachor, doesn't say Timcha, says I'll take care of it, says God. So how is that a kiyum of your chiv of Zachor, which the Rishonim explained is, remember, don't forget, tell it over to the next generation, inspire yourself never to forget, to maintain the hatred, to battle them, to destroy them. Where do you see that in Parshas B'shalach? So asks the Mishnah Brura, and for that reason he finds it difficult to rely upon the Magen Avraham's psak that you could be Yotze Parsha Zachar with the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning. On the other hand, Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita suggested that perhaps one can find even in Parshas B'shalach, the Purim Kriyas HaTorah, those critical components that we're looking for to be Yotze the mitzvah of Zachar. How is that? Because the pasuk in the end of Parshas B'shalach says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, k'sov zos zikaron basefer v'sim be'oznei Yoshua, ki macho emcha ez zechar malach mitachas hashemayim." Write this down as a remembrance in the sefer. Place it in the ears of Yoshua that I will destroy the memory of Malach from under the heavens. What does that mean? Says Ramban in Parshas B'shalach as follows. Ramban says, what this means is like this. Ramban says that when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, "Ksov zos zikaron basefer v'sim ba'ozne Yeshua," that means write this down in my Sefer Torah. Write what? "Ksov zos zikaron." Write what? Says Ramban, "Sheyizkeru b'nei Yisrael ma'asha'asa Amalek." The phrase "Ksov zos zikaron basefer" means write in the Sefer Torah that Jews should remember what Amalek did. Oh, there's your Zachar, right there. Ksov zos zikaron basefer. The next phrase, ki macho emcha es zichro, says Ramban, when it says in the pasuk, ki macho emcha es zechar Amalek, that means that I will destroy Amalek, Says Ramban, Vinasati nikmasi bo biyat ami Yisrael. I will engage my people to take my revenge against Amalek. Says Ramban, that's the mitzvah of Zachar Eis Asher Asalucha Amalek. Ramban writes that. So in those words, says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, you have that critical component of Zachar and Timcha, correct. And then he says, Simba, Asna Yeshua, Litzavoso Lahazkir LeYisrael, Es Kol Hatzla Asher Ba'al Lahem Hayado, to remind Klal Yisrael of all that befell them because of Amalek. And he adds further, why Yeshua should be the one to remind them? Because after he takes Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, they will then destroy Amalek. So you see from Ramban that implied and implicit in this phrase, that incorporates the reference to Zachar, Timcha, Zechar, Malik. Remember what they did to you. So perhaps that's why Ramban, that's why Morgan Avram might hold that one could in fact be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zachar with the Kriyas Torah of Purim morning, provided of course the Baal Kori and the listener have Kavana to be Yotze Zachar. I believe my grandfather Zatzal would actually advise my mother in her younger years when she had little kids at home and couldn't get out to shul on Shabbos morning. So if she missed Shabbos Zachar, he would say, okay, go pour morning to shul and be Yotze like the Magen Avraham. He passed this way halacha l'maisa. Now what this also, however, leads us to include is the following. Very fascinating. That's a separate issue. Yes, the Chasam Sofer used to do that whenever there was more than 12 months from Purim to Purim, from Zachar to Zachar, provided again that you tell the Baal Kore and you have in mind to be Yotze and he has in mind to be Motzi you. That's true. Well, he says it for sure because that's the actual Pesukim of Zachar. The Chiddush of Magen Avraham is that even the Pesukim of Beshalach you can be Yotze Zachar with if you both have that Kavana. Now this also leads us to conclude as the following. There is a comment by Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Mikroi Kodesh, where he writes, with regard to Parsha Zachar, Bevadai shetzorach l'shmoa mila b'mila v'lo lahachzer teva achas d'lo garam imikra megillah. Tzvi Pesach Frank writes, then when it comes to Zachar, you have to hear every single word. No different than Mikra Megillah, he says. Mikra Megillah, Mishabur says, if you miss even one word, you're not Yotze Megillah. So says Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zachar is no different. You have to hear every single word of Parsha Zachar in order to be Yotze. Now, the obvious kash on that is, one second, how can you argue that every single word is critical to Zachar if you hold like the Magen Avraham that you can be Yotze either with Parshas Kisetze or with Parshas Beshalach? So obviously, you're not assuming that every word is critical to the mitzvah of Zachar. You're assuming the message is critical. As long as you have the same message, the Zachar, the Timcha, as we described in Ramban Al Torah, then you've got the mitzvah. So whether it be the words of Parshas Kisetze, whether it be the words of Parshas Beshalach, but you have the exact same message, that's all you need. So for that reason, other posts can disagree with Tzvi Pesach Frank and argue and suggest that no, that as long as you have the entire inyan, entire message, you didn't miss a critical part of that message of Zachar, you, l'chora, would still be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zachar. So certainly, one would think that whether you say Zecher or Zecher, presumably you Yotze regardless. Many Gesoah is to be very makbit to say the word twice, the pasuk twice, the phrase twice, to make sure you get each possibility precisely. But l'chora, if the ikar is the inyan, clearly you're not changing the inyan by saying one versus the other. And you're yotze regardless. But obviously Minhag Yisrael is what is maintained nonetheless. Okay, we'll conclude with that psak.